Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, could gas prices be a bright spot in 2026? Maybe you won't be paying quite so much at the pump. To shed some light on this is business reporter for CNN, Matt Egan, who joins us now. Matt, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So, yes, gas prices will go down.
Well, there's a lot of optimism right now that it's going to be a good year when it comes to gas prices, at least from the perspective of drivers. GasBuddy put out this forecast the other day where they think the annual average nationally will be just $2.97 a gallon. Now, that would be the fourth straight year of falling gas prices, a big improvement from almost $4 a gallon back in 2022. And in fact, this would be the cheapest since 2020 during COVID. And good news for everyone in the St. Louis area, GasBuddy does expect that Missouri will be among the 10 states across the country where the annual average will be less than $2.75 a gallon. So that's certainly nice to see, especially at a time that we know people are spending a lot more elsewhere, whether it's their power bills, their heating bills, the grocery store. Right now, the gas pump is certainly not the problem.
What about in the, just to piggyback on those numbers, what about the state of Illinois? Do we have the numbers on that too?
Well, I don't have it handy exactly where they think it'll be, but I can tell you that in Illinois, AAA says the national average is $2.94 a gallon. So that's higher than the overall national average, which is $2.82 right now. But it's also lower than it has been in the past in Illinois. I mean, if you look back at this point last year, people were paying on average about $3.24 in Illinois. So it's certainly moving in the right direction.
Feels like we have to do this every time we talk about gas prices, that the president doesn't have a whole lot of control over what gas costs in this country. And it doesn't really seem to stick. So what is behind the gas price fluctuations, whether high or low? And you said for the last 4 years, it's been on the decline. So what is really behind all of that?
Yeah, it's a great question. Well, look, I think kind of like the stock market and the economy overall, presidents, they tend to get too much blame when things are going wrong and too much credit for when things are going right. Sometimes when you hear about cheap gasoline prices, you got to wonder, well, is that a sign of trouble in the economy? Does that mean that people are driving less and flying less and energy demand is low? But that's not really the case. Energy demand has been holding up pretty well. This is all about supply. U.S. supply hit all-time highs last year. It went up a little bit, not dramatically, but it went up a little bit. So that's helping. But the bigger story is overseas supply, specifically OPEC. For years, OPEC refused to pump more oil. And last year, under some pressure from the Trump administration, OPEC finally agreed to aggressively pump more oil. So now you have a situation where there's plenty of supply out there right now. And that's why oil prices have really been under control. Last year was the worst year for oil since 2020. And looking this morning, oil prices are just sitting at about $56, $57 a barrel. That's pretty cheap.
You know, this might be way too soon to tell, but obviously with everything that happened in Venezuela and the U.S. Seizing the dictator Maduro, and then President Trump saying that he would at least take control of some of the oil, or there'd be payments to the U.S. or something. Like I said, a bit confusing with that. Does that have any effect on the pumps, like when I go get gas in the upcoming months?
It might. Look, this is a really fast-moving situation and somewhat unprecedented. So I'm not really sure anyone knows exactly how this is going to play out. But we do know for now, this geopolitical uncertainty in Venezuela, and not just Venezuela, right, because there's also all this uncertainty around Greenland and Colombia and Cuba and Ukraine. I mean, there's a lot going on right now. But for now, it is not unnerving the energy markets, right? Oil prices are down 1% today. They're lower today than they were at the end of last year. And so from the perspective of what is this going to mean to everyone's bottom line, their own gas prices and how much they're spending, this is encouraging, the fact that oil prices are down. But I would just note that there's a lot that has to happen in order to have U.S. oil companies really start investing in Venezuela. There's a lot of obstacles right now. Their situation on the ground is just very uncertain. The oil industry in Venezuela, it's in shambles. It would take enormous amounts of money from U.S. oil companies to try to really ramp up production there. And the fact that oil prices are low is obviously good news for consumers, but it also means it'll be that much harder to convince oil companies to spend aggressively, especially in a dangerous place where the rule of law and the political system is very much in doubt. It's not going to be easy to convince them when you've got oil prices below $60 a barrel that they should really be investing in Venezuela.
It sounds like a simple thing that we have taken control of Venezuela. Now we have all of their oil. Therefore, it's going to be cheaper for us and all of our businesses are going to invest. I mean, I suppose there are multiple ways to look at that. And one of them is, well, this is great for us, right? But if that is the case, it's going to be some time, isn't it, before any of that can really happen, if at all, especially considering we don't even really know who's in charge right now.
Absolutely. Look, it's going to take a considerable amount of time to really get the Venezuelan economy back up and running. I mean, this is a country that's been dealing with hyperinflation for a long period of time, where they're having a hard time just keeping the lights on. Oil companies, U.S. oil companies, they've had some pretty bad experiences in Venezuela, with Exxon and others having their assets nationalized and seized by the Venezuelan government years ago. And the other thing here is the money. So Rystad Energy, it's a consulting firm, they had put out an estimate the other day where they said, look, even if you just want to keep Venezuela's production steady, flat, it's going to require something like $50 billion of investment over the next 15 years. That's just to keep things steady. But if you really wanted to return Venezuela to its glory days of the late 1990s, when they were producing about 3 million barrels of oil per day, well, Rystad says that's going to cost something like $180 billion through 2040. And so the question is, how do you get U.S. oil companies to make that kind of commitment, especially when there's other investment opportunities closer to home in maybe safer places with a better sense of the rule of law and the government system? How do you get them to do that? And who knows, maybe the federal government's going to step in and try to offer some sort of financial incentives to get the oil companies to do that. But it does not seem like that's going to be an easy thing to get them to do. And this is not a sure bet by any means.
You know, maybe you like cooking, maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's so confusing, the conversations around oil and crude oil production. And the Biden administration really didn't advertise this too much, but the U.S. did reach an all-time record in 2023, pumping out 13 million barrels a day in crude oil. And so I guess my question is, are we continuing to produce at that level? Has it increased? Has it decreased? And why is it so contentious to discuss it?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. It really is very contentious. It's been very politicized. Look, you're right. The Biden administration may not have really advertised it, but under former President Biden, the U.S. produced more oil than any country ever, right? The oil production for the U.S. at the end of 2024 was 13.4 million barrels per day. Now we're at 13.9 million. At least that's the most recent monthly estimate as of October. So it's gone up by about 400,000 barrels per day, but it's not like it's gone straight up, right? It's been a pretty small increase. So oil production still at or near all-time highs, but it's not a massively different situation than it was under the Biden administration. And I think to get those oil companies to really produce a lot more, you're probably going to need higher prices, which of course is not something that we as consumers want to see. But a lot of this goes back to the price of oil. I mean, look, when prices are high, oil companies are going to invest more to drill more oil. And when they're low, they're probably going to kind of tap the brakes a little bit on production. So a lot of the reason why oil prices are down and gas prices are down has to do with, again, that overseas oil, especially the oil out of OPEC.
Matt, we appreciate the reporting, and we thank you for giving us time today to discuss the issue. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Hope to do it again soon.
Business reporter for CNN, Matt Egan, with us on KMOX.